Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, redistricting in the state legislature has some Republican state senators announcing this week they're running for re-election. However, in districts they're not currently representing. We'll explain. Plus, we'll hear from the head of Operation Christmas Child in our neck of the woods, who is inviting your participation this fall. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. On Thursday of this week, Republican State Senator Jesse James of the 23rd State Senate District announced he's returning to Altoona at the end of his term and will run for the 31st State Senate District, putting him up against the Democratic incumbent in that district, Jeff Smith. Also, Republican State Senator Romaine Quinn of the 25th State Senate District announces he's running for re-election, but in James's 23rd State Senate District. And also, we did hear from a former state representative, Eric Severson, this week, who said, well, if the 25th State Senate District is open, I'll be running for a four-year term in that district. On Friday, I spoke with Republican State Senator Jesse James and began by asking him to tell me about his Thursday announcement.
Well, this obviously has had a major impact on my number one voter and, in my opinion, disenfranchised my number one voter, who is my wife. To pull up roots and move to Thorpe and impact the family dynamics like this was not appropriate in my eyes. It really has made a difference on my family, my marriage, my relationships with my kiddos because of the distance, and the fact that my daughter wanted to graduate from Altoona High School, where her other siblings graduated from. I was not about to force her to move either. So,
Senator James says,
you know, when I'm elected to a district that I'm supposed to represent, I cherish that, regardless of the disenfranchisement of the voters that me too. Obviously, I lost a lot of those voters because of the maps and obtained new voters in four brand new counties that I never represented before, Barron, Ross, Price, and Taylor. And it's very interesting when I go to these meetings with them, and they're very confused. Our general public is extremely confused on this map thing because the people up in the northern area up here in Barron, Ross, Price, and Taylor didn't even realize that I was their senator. They're like, what happened to Romaine? And then you have to explain the whole situation. And then I'm at events back at home. I was at the recent military appreciation night at the Altoona football field, as they had, being a veteran, they asked me to be a VIP honoree captain. And I go there, and there I was talking with parents and people that I've known for years, and they didn't even realize that I wasn't their senator anymore. So I'm ready to come back home. I'm ready to get back to my home where, you know, this was my first house that my wife and I bought together, and this is our forever home. So I'm excited to come back home, and I had to make a decision of what I was going to do. And, you know, I'm always in favor of competition, and, you know, I consider Jeff a very respectable friend, and, you know, I don't have any angst towards Senator Smith in any way, shape, or form. We just have differing opinions on things, and, you know, we're just going to move forward, and I'm going to talk about the future and what it holds, and I'm going to talk about my work record, and I'm going to talk about what I'm going to continue to do for the Chippewa Valley. And so I'm excited to come back home and run for the 31st Senate District.
Well, Senator James says he has no angst against the Democratic incumbent senator of the 31st State Senate District, the district that James announced on Thursday he'd be seeking election to a four-year term in. Democratic Senator Smith did release a statement this week headlined, "Senator James has a lot of explaining to do," in which he says, quote, "If Republican Senator Jesse James believes this homecoming will be met with open arms, he has a lot of explaining to do." Smith goes on to say, after years of towing the line for Republican leadership, botching the hospital closure funding, dropping the ball on PFAS funding, and failing to deliver results, voters in the 31st District know all too well how these failures have affected their lives. Smith goes on to say, alternatively, they are demanding action that lowers the costs of housing and health care and puts people over profits. We got some reaction from Senator James to this, beginning with Senator Smith's comments about botching the hospital closure funding.
Well, I'm number one, that's over and done with. I'm not going to live in the past. The money's back in the GPR. I was able to recoup some of that funding. So I don't really consider it a botch, because the original intention for that $15 million was for mental health for the Chippewa Valley. And sorry, Jeff, but I brought it back to the Chippewa Valley for mental health and substance abuse prevention services. So that's my response to that. I'm not going to talk about the HHS $15 million. That was all political. And I moved forward, and obviously he hasn't. I'm ready to continue working for the people of the Chippewa Valley and bring these awesome projects that are going to invest in our people of the Chippewa Valley, not just point fingers and say it's all your fault. Because the other thing is, Jeff's in leadership. If he wanted to have these discussions with our Republican leadership, there's nothing that's stopping him from doing that. And to get anything done in our legislature, whether it's in the Assembly or the Senate, you have to go through leadership. He should use his leadership position to do that such thing, instead of blaming me, where I have a chair at committee, a chair committee. I'm not in leadership. I'm not on Joint Finance Committee. The only thing I can do is share my thoughts and opinions and future visions for what I see that would benefit us back at home here. Leadership is the one that makes the ultimate decisions on this. And these are all controversial subjects that it's going to take a lot more than just the Senator Jesse James to solve.
And what is Senator James's response to Democratic Senator Jeff Smith saying that he, James, will have to answer to the voters of the 31st State Senate District about the dropping of the ball on PFAS funding?
I don't know. Well, Helvo, I'll tell you straight up that I have never been a part of any discussion where I was the lead in discussing PFAS funding. I don't know how I dropped the ball, because I've never been a part of that leadership discussion. I've never been part of the Joint Finance Committee discussion. I've never been a part of the legislation that was introduced discussion on how to deal with the PFAS. My niche is public safety, mental health, substance abuse prevention, and our children and families. That's what my focus is on. Yeah, there's a whole wide array of things, and if Jeff wants to blame me for everything, I'll continue to let him do so, but I'm just going to share what I'm going to do for the people of the 31st moving forward.
Again, that's Republican State Senator Jesse James announcing on Thursday he'll be seeking re-election, but in the 31st State Senate District, which means he'll be squaring off with the Democratic incumbent state senator of that district, Jeff Smith, come next November. Also, I spoke this week with Karen Beal of Eau Claire, the Operation Christmas Child Church and Community Relations Coordinator for the Chippewa Valley area team. I began by asking her to explain what Operation Christmas Child is.
This is a worldwide organization, which is really awesome. It's a division of Samaritan's Purse. I think most everybody has heard of them doing disaster aid. So this is a division of theirs. And it's an opportunity to go into the world and with the Great Commission, yet not leave your own home. So I like that a lot.
Beal says last year alone, of the almost 12 million shoeboxes delivered worldwide, over 7,000 were from the Chippewa Valley.
Yes. It's so exciting. So 12 million worldwide. And from the United States, just so you know, of the 12 million, 10,500,000 came from the United States. So you can see how important it is for the United States to participate in this great outreach ministry. I just love it. It's a great evangelism opportunity. These children not only get a shoebox packed with some really cool and much needed items, but they get a booklet called The Greatest Gift, which is about Jesus. And then they get to have the opportunity to go through a 12-week gospel program. And then after that, they get a New Testament and they graduate. And they make a really big deal about that. And one thing really awesome about these kids is right away, they learn how to share their faith. So they feel like every shoebox reaches 10 to 12 people because you give it to a child and then they have parents, grandparents, friends, neighbors, and so it just really expands.
So how can those who are interested get involved with Operation Christmas Child?
Okay, what you can do is a lot of local churches are doing Operation Christmas Child, but if you're at a church that isn't, they might be interested in participating. So that would be one way. Also, local businesses are participating starting the first part of November. So we have Chick-fil-A. You can stop in there, pick up a shoebox. All the instructions are there. French Press. We have Barks and Recreation if you take your little doggy in for boarding or daycare. And we also have Micon, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Oakwood. So if you're there to see a movie, grab a shoebox. The displays are already up. Everything is there that you need, all the instructions. And the thing you can do, which is really cool, is there's drop-off locations. And at every business where you're going to go in to pick up a shoebox, there'll be a list there of drop-off locations where you can go and take your shoebox after you have packed it.
Beal says the shoeboxes need to be turned in by November 23rd at the latest.
So we have a lot of time, and a lot of the churches have already kicked off. Some are kicking off this week, next week, and the businesses are starting the first part of November. But Micon, all the theaters are up and running now, and Down to Earth already did it, and they're finished. But that was really a great help, and it just gets more shoeboxes packed and more opportunity for these children to hear about Jesus and their family to hear about Jesus.
And what kind of items is Karen Beal looking for people to pack into the shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child?
So let's say a girl. So you can pack a wow item as one of the first things you want to look for. So it could be a doll or a stuffed animal, but it can also be a soccer ball and a pump. You can, personal items are really important. Comb or brush, toothbrush, washcloth, eating utensils, school supplies is really big because a lot of these children can't go to school because they don't have any school supplies. So pencils and pens and crayons and markers and color pencils, notepads, index cards, calculator, scissors, things along that line. And then clothing, you can do like a t-shirt, socks, different things along that line, crafts, puzzles, binoculars, a compass, chalk. I mean, and the list just goes on. There's so many items. But everywhere you go to pick up a shoebox, there will be information of what you can pack and what you can't pack. And there'll be a label. And you take that and you determine if you want a boy or a girl. You determine the age group you want. And then you'll get suggestions of what to buy for that age group.
And what happens to the shoeboxes once they're all collected?
Okay, so what happens is on November 17th through the 24th is collection week, and Peace Church is our main collection point. All the shoeboxes from the whole Chippewa Valley will end up there that week. They get packed into cartons. Then we have semis. They're loaded into that. They go down to Aurora, Illinois, and every shoebox is gone through just to make sure that there's nothing in there that shouldn't be, like candy or camouflage items or war items, things along that line, liquid, gum. So they check them, then they get packed in cartons and they go off and they end up on boats and go to different countries. They go by camel and by horse and mule and elephant to countries, over 130 different countries.
Karen Beal says while the shoeboxes won't reach their intended destination by Christmas,
so we get them there as quick as we can. They go ahead. They work in these villages or communities. They help start churches. They get people lined up so when the shoeboxes are delivered, there's pastors and people that are going to be able to talk to these children and families about Jesus, help them go through the gospel program. So it's such an amazing organization. They have everything planned out from beginning to end. It's really great.
And what should churches who are interested in getting involved with Operation Christmas Child do?
They could give me a call, or I'll give you my email address, and they could contact me, and I'd be glad to contact them. I'd be glad to contact their church and help them in any way that I can. So my name is Karen Beal, and my email is ckbeal@gmail.com. And it's B-I-E-L.
That's ckbeal@gmail.com, ckbeal, B-I-E-L, @gmail.com. And we thank Karen Beal for all her hard work as the Church and Community Relations Coordinator for the Chippewa Valley area team of Operation Christmas Child.
You're welcome, Mark, and thank you so much for having me and allowing me to come in and talk about Operation Christmas Child. I really appreciate it.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.